Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back to Uptown Alley in Manassas. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan. The local football team's got a bright future, and it's time for you to think about yours. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori & Murad, can help update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today, kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount, kmlawyers.com. Clary's lining up some of our live audience to give us their predictions before we get out of here. In just a few minutes on Grant and Danny, we'll give you our player to lock in on this week as well. But before we take our final look at the Commanders and the Bears around the NFL, we go. Here's your Week 8 slate, a storyline in every game. We'll start in Cincinnati. The Eagles play the Bengals in Ohio. We were at that stadium.
Yes, we were.
Earlier this year. It's a
we
good stadium.
We saw some stuff, yeah.
Philadelphia 4-2, Cincinnati 3-4. Storyline here is if the Eagles beat the Bengals, they're underdogs actually on the road, I think by 2.5 points, then the fact that they really sputtered and struggled doesn't matter a whole lot. They'll be 5-2, possibly ahead of Washington in the standings and leading the division for the first time in a month. And they'll have back-to-back decent wins, blowing out the Giants, handling the Bengals on the road, and they'll frankly have their season back on track.
Yeah.
If they lose, then they're 4-3, and I still feel like they're a big fat fraud.
Yeah, no big deal, I suppose, right? For Cincinnati trying to save their season. They dug themselves a giant pit, and now they're climbing out of it, 3-4, playing better. Defense still isn't any good. This would be a very validating win for them, though, and they'd be very much alive in that AFC North. For Philadelphia, you already said it. This was kind of my fear for them, or regarding them. They haven't been great through the first couple of months of the season. They could still be in a really, really good spot with a soft schedule starting this week, kind of upcoming as well.
AFC North matchup. By the way, Hard Knocks in season, remember, is covering the entire AFC North. So as you think about that division, you've got a quarterback benching with Fields out, Wilson in Pittsburgh. You've got the Deshaun Watson storyline and all of the drama in-house there. Now he's out with a ruptured Achilles. You've got the Ravens with a front-running MVP candidate in Lamar Jackson. Obviously, the Bengals getting off to the terrible start and turning it around. That should be a pretty good series. They're covering all those teams.
Indeed.
Ravens-Browns is the matchup in Cleveland. Baltimore, golden chance to be 6-2. They're heavy favorites against the 1-6 Cleveland Browns. What's the line right now?
8.5 as it sits in the moment, yeah. Ravens by 8.5.
So I would take them and lay those points. The only caveat, I don't feel great about it, is Jameis Winston slinging the football.
I was going to say, the bounce from Deshaun Watson.
Totally.
It's probably the same thing that happened in Carolina. Two very different situations, but it's not Bryce Young, so everyone's going, oh, my God, thank goodness, right? And I suspect the Browns will play better this week. But you see the Ravens. It might not matter. When they're right and humming, good Lord.
Tennessee Titans are in Detroit to take on the Lions. This is a bad team playing a good team at the good team's place. There's no reason to believe Detroit is not going to find a way to win this football game. They might be the cream of the crop right now in the entire NFC.
I think they are.
They can run the ball. Jared Goff's an MVP candidate, not turning it over the last couple of weeks. They've got a tremendous coaching staff led by Dan Campbell. They call plays at the elite level with Ben Johnson. There's just not a whole lot not to like. I don't love their defense, but it hasn't been an issue, really.
Yeah,
they give up points, but it's never a disaster.
I think they remind me a lot of those New Orleans teams that won the Super Bowl, or that one team that won it but was always very good. Opportunistic defense more than a down-in, down-out defense. I think they'll be on the hunt for a pass rusher. Maybe not the highest-level guy. They'll try to unearth that mid-tier guy that turns out very well. But, yeah, Detroit favored by 11.5 at home.
AFC South, Rouye's ears are about to perk up.
Oh.
Let's talk Colts-Texans.
Battle for first place.
Indianapolis, frisky.
Yep.
4-3. Now, that's mostly a Joe Flacco accomplishment.
That's a Flacco.
Anthony Richardson, as weird as it sounds, just doesn't seem to give them as good a chance to move the ball, score points, win games. So I like Houston big here. They're at home. They're 5-2. You know how I feel about them. I think they're a true Super Bowl contender, a threat to Kansas City. I love C.J. Stroud.
4.5-point line in this one.
Smells.
This should
be bigger than that.
So I think it's because, hold on, let me say this, Denton. It's because there's public money on Houston. Take the points for the Colts. But in all sincerity, I actually thought this line would be a little bit bigger. That one smells a little bit to me. I'm interested as to why, because I love Houston at home here.
This game is, again, good team versus bad team. There's several of those this week. There's going to be an upset or two nobody sees coming. Mm. But the Packers are at the Jaguars. Jacksonville's been in London for a couple of weeks. They're back home finally in Florida. The Green Bay Packers are on the road. Jordan Love's throwing a lot of picks. He's also throwing a lot of touchdowns.
Yep.
He actually went into last Monday night the NFL leader in both touchdowns and interceptions, very Jameis Winston of him. The Packers can run the ball. They're playing pretty good D. I know that's a loaded division. We talked about how good the Lions are. The Vikings have dropped two in a row, but they were 5-0. I think Green Bay is a legitimate contender in the NFC.
This is the point here of what the dude's talking about. I think Green Bay is somehow, even though they always get tons of attention because they're Green Bay and they're kind of the real America's team, they're flying under the radar somehow as a really good football team. I wonder if it's because they lost in week one to Philadelphia or because we overlooked them after Jordan Love was hurt for a minute. And by the way, you mentioned that. He put up a lot of counting stats despite missing a little bit of time. Green Bay's really complete and really good and they're really well coached. I like them an awful lot this week and in that division.
Cardinals, Dolphins, Arizona at Miami. Tua Tagovailoa is back.
He is back.
He will be on the field trying to stay healthy, trying to keep himself from disaster.
Yeah.
And everybody is watching with bated breath. He basically said, I appreciate your concern. I'm a big boy. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. I want to play football. And this is a microcosm, I think, of what is a larger conversation around this sport without getting too much up on my soapbox. There's knowledge and information now that is provided.
Yep.
You can opt in or not. Do you want to play football or you don't? No one's making anyone play football. At the youth level, no one's doing that. At the high school level, no one's doing that. We know that there's going to be brain trauma if you play this sport all your life. Do you want to play the sport or not? Nobody's making you. Tua Tagovailoa wants to play the sport, and it is scary. He'll be back. I think Tyreek Hill right away will be a factor. I'd imagine Jalen Waddle, who is going to play this week, both are questionable, will also put some numbers up that he hasn't recently.
He hasn't, yeah, yeah.
But people sleep. Right before Tua got hurt with the concussion that knocked him out for a month, the Dolphins were already struggling. They
yes.
looked terrible. He looked really bad in the game against the Bills on Thursday night.
And there was some thought maybe, okay, you know, they're slow to get going or they didn't have a lot of time together in the preseason. Maybe the offense will get humming. We never got a chance to find out. This is a do-you-want-to-have-a-season game. For both of these teams, if Miami loses, they're 2-5 and all but out of it in a really tough AFC. If Arizona loses, they'll be 3-5. Again, it's just too crowded, too many bodies in the NFC. But if Arizona wins, that's a 4-4 club with nobody really pulling away in the NFC West. San Francisco struggling, Seattle just okay. All of a sudden, Arizona, who we all think of as pretty frisky, could be making some noise here. So this will be a fascinating one. I can't take my eyes off of what's going to happen with Tua.
There was a Jets fan here today. He left just a bit ago. He came up and said goodbye.
Was he imaginary?
Very nice guy. He said that he listens to our show every day despite being a Jets fan.
Wow.
They play the Patriots this week.
The ugly-ass bowl right there.
I said this to him. I'll say it to everybody else now. They got to win big. Like, if you don't
beat
the brakes off New England this week, just punt. Just end this charade once and for all. They're 2-5. Their season has been a debacle. Here's your get right. Everybody get fat. Oprah Winfrey, you get a touchdown. You feel better about yourself kind of game. Get to 3-5. Beat New England 1-6, destined for a top five pick. That's a good defense. Find a way to confuse Drake May. Turn New England over and begin the rest of your season. They still have it. If you look at their schedule, they have a chance to make the playoffs, but you cannot slip up against New England.
This is the only way to kind of get going here, right? If you can't beat them, what's the conversation?
Yeah,
what's the point of that?
Try again next year.
Yeah, well, if you know, we're able to come back and maybe win a couple, it doesn't matter. If you can't beat the Patriots, stop.
Falcons, Bucks, Tampa Bay, 2-4-3 teams.
Big game.
First place on the line. This game would feel a lot better if Mike Evans and Chris Godwin didn't just get hurt. Both are out. Bucks in trouble. Atlanta, fortuitous road matchup. It's not who you play. It's when you play them.
Yeah, I like this Tampa team. I like them a lot less without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Yeah, I don't like them near as much. They got a couple of young pieces and dudes that I think are okay, including Bucky Irving out of the backfield, who I think is explosive. Cade Otton had a huge game this past week, even in a loss. But it's not enough. You can't replace those guys. Evans is a Hall of Famer, and Godwin is a weapon. I don't know what they're supposed to do or how they're going to overcome it. I also have no idea what Atlanta team shows up. I'm fascinated by that game.
Speaking of NFC South teams that have gone in the wrong direction, the Saints started 2-0. They've lost five straight. We're New Orleans bound, by the way.
Can't wait.
We'll be in New Orleans in December. In fact, we'll be there twice because we'll obviously also be there when the Commanders are playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, back for the Super Bowl.
In February.
Yeah, back for that.
But we will be there in December when Washington travels to New Orleans. Saints are 2-5. Chargers at 3-3. I kind of like the Chargers in this game. Saints are down to backup quarterback, injury problems. It's gotten really ugly. I wouldn't want to be Dennis Allen, their head coach, is on a warming seat.
Yeah, so they delayed the inevitable by one of the great Mississippi two pieces out of the gate of the season that we have seen in some time. I mean, where is that team that was scoring 46 a week for the first two games of the season? I don't know if they scored 46 points since then. Numbers approximate. They're bad everywhere, and they're kind of stuck salary cap-wise as well. Yeah, this Chargers team is fine. There's nothing remarkable about them. I've seen, you know, the usual cadre of injuries for them or some of their stars. Name that Bosa is questionable this week. But the Chargers are frisky, pain in the butt to play. I expect them to roll at home.
Bills, Seahawks, Buffalo 5-2, Seattle 4-3. The rare matchup of two first-place teams this weekend. Two very different styles as well. Although I will say Seattle's at its best when they're spreading you out and throwing it with Geno Smith. They've done a lot more of that this year than in years past when Pete Carroll was the head coach. That game's in the 4 o'clock window opposite Washington, Chicago. So you'll have to keep an eye peeled on that. Another 4 o'clock hour game. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs trying to get to 7-0. There's no reason to believe they won't. They play the 2-5 Raiders. This will be the debut of DeAndre Hopkins, who Andy Reid said is going to play the Rashee Rice, Juju Smith-Schuster role. They've had receivers dropping like flies. They traded for Hopkins. I'll bet you they plug him in, he goes 7-75.
It just feels like it, right? And it's going to be one of those things, Andy Reid, however you want to phrase this, I feel like does this. When they get a new toy or get a new reason to be excited, there's a little bit of, watch this, to Andy Reid's game.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit of, I'm going to show you, right? And so you imagine seven different things designed for him. Maybe he throws a pass. Maybe he runs out of the wildcat. Maybe he does something wild and wacky. But I like the Chiefs in this one. And that's what me going out of limb going crazy there. I like the Chiefs over the Raiders.
There's
that nuts?
Your Sunday afternoon slate. Primetime game, Sunday night, Monday night. NFC East relevance here. Cowboys 49ers on Sunday Night Football. San Francisco super banged up. They're a better team than Dallas, but I don't know right now.
Are they right now? Yeah.
If they can beat them with all their injuries. And then the Giants are at the Steelers on Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh, 5-2, could effectively end what is the competitive portion of the Giants' season if they could put them away. Which brings us to the Commanders and the Bears. And an opportunity for our audience to weigh in with some predictions on this week's game. Clary's been working the floor. We have Ryan working the mic.
Yes.
Clary is going to find us some of our listening audience that's come out to Manassas to join us today.
Yep.
And they will give us their predictions on Commanders football. So we will start off with a gentleman in a Commanders hat here.
He has a muscular gentleman who I believe is playing in the game,
yes,
by the way.
Right. Yeah. Why aren't you playing in the game? We need you at defensive
end. Too old.
Oh, okay.
Did you play ball?
Yeah.
All right. What position?
Tight end.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was little.
You've added so much muscle since
I respectfully don't think you're ever little, sir. I don't think you had a little. I think your little was bigger than most.
Commanders, Bears on Sunday. Do you think Daniels plays? What's your prediction?
No, I don't think he's going to play. But we're going to win.
Without him?
Yeah.
All right. Score?
27-17. We're going to pay back from last year.
MVP of the game.
What's that?
Who's your MVP?
I think Luvu.
All right. Frankie Luvu makes a play. It. Commanders get a win. We appreciate you. All right, Jeremiah Trotter jersey.
Eagles.
Boo.
Why are you wearing a Commanders jersey? What's happening here? I think he's just trying to turn
E-A-G-L.
Take the mic from this man. Get him away. All right, prediction for the game.
Prediction of the game, Daniels plays.
Ooh, Jaden Daniels.
He has three touchdowns, two running, one throwing.
All right.
McLaurin is the man of the game.
All right, I like
man
it.
Man of the match.
Yeah, very well done. Thank you for the prediction.
Thank you very much.
So he's wearing a Trotters burgundy and gold jersey. And, obviously, right now there's a Jeremiah Trotter on the Eagles. So a little bit of both
God,
sides.
That's so weird.
All right, name and where you're from.
Lindsay from Vienna.
Lindsay in Vienna, thank you for coming out. What is your prediction for the big game?
I already told you this earlier, but Daniels is going to play because last week he was throwing his arms up with a big smile on his face, no wincing. If he's really that injured, is he able to do that?
I have brought this point up, Danny.
This is the point. You made this point.
I keep saying. Now, here's the rebuttal to that, because I've said that on the air a few times. I'm saying, why is he standing on the sideline? Why would he be happy, smiling? Why is he doing the, let's all have a good time, he scored a touchdown celebration? And the response has been, he's pumped full of whatever it is. He can't even feel anything.
It's that feel-good juice.
Remember, he went back to the locker room and came back out. He could have Tylenol 13 and whatever. You know, they could have just pumped him with something.
Yeah, but then you'd see his eyes were a little out of it. And, like, he was crystal clear.
Okay.
A little bit.
So you think he's fine right now?
I don't know if he's 100%, but I don't think it's nearly as bad as we think it is.
Okay, final score.
I don't know, 34-33 us.
Okay, 1 point win.
Look at that. I'll take that.
We will take it. Thank you.
77 points, 67 points.
All right, and that gives us, I think we got one more prediction to make here. Let's round it out.
I have already said this. We are going to win.
How big?
I'm not going to say that. How big. I just need a win.
All right, you don't care.
I think we are going to win. I trust the coaching staff. I trust our team. I trust our players. I love what we're doing right now. H-T-T-R.
Let's go.
There it is.
He said R, not C, Dave.
I know what he said.
Okay.
That's right.
Strike up the Banderas. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be familiar with this here song. Enjoy it. Sing it if you know it. All right. We've got to, before we get out of here, tend to a little business. This is our player to lock in on. We do it every single week. Our player to lock in on is presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop for auto keys and fobs. Visit baldinos.com.
Give me Mikey Sanders still. Somebody's going to have to cover DJ Moore. Somebody's going to have to cover Keenan Allen. Someone's going to have to cover Rome Odunze. I don't know who's doing what, where, when, and why. I know that someone's going to have to do it, though, and I'll take my chances with our frisky wee rookie who's not afraid of contact and to come up and thump a little bit. But this needs to be a good game from the secondary, and I'm looking right at Mikey Sanders still. Get tested. This is a mix of veteran and young in this receiving corps that I think is pretty darn good.
I can dig that. Player to lock in on, I'm going to say Zach Ertz. I think Zach Ertz, who caught a touchdown last week, really gets it going. I think he ends up having a big game. Marcus Mariota or Daniels, doesn't really matter, but Mariota showed a propensity to throw to the tight ends especially. There had not been a tight end touchdown all season. He had two touchdown passes to tight ends, if you remember.
Yes, I do.
So I'm going to say Ertz goes pretty big. I'm going to say 6 for 58, something like that. Maybe catches another touchdown. Ertz has a big game against the Bears, does a little damage, because you know Cole Kmet's going to have his hands full with targets and catches as well. I think it's a tight end game. Is it National Tight End Day this weekend as well?
That's this weekend.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Good harmony for your – I'm going Ertz on
Synergy.
National Tight End Day. What do
Boom.
You think?
Synergy.
Like where my head's at?
I do. Smell what you're cooking. Smelling what you're stepping in.
All right, so we got our predictions from everybody on site here in Manassas.
Danny. Shut that mic off, for God's sakes.
What's your final prediction?
When the ride is in progress, you don't stand in the way. And you don't question it. This ride is in progress. Washington wins this football game 26-23. That's your last second touchdown for Washington. They will be trailing. They will drive down the field. They will score a touchdown and win this bad boy 26-23 final.
Daniels plays?
Daniels plays.
Wow. Okay. Now people are going to be upset. You can boo me if you want to.
Boom if you want to.
That is perfectly okay. I don't think Jaden Daniels plays. I think Washington loses. I think they're going to play pretty well. I think it'll be close. But if Daniels played, I think it would be very different. I've got a Mariota start. I've got an offensive struggle against a good defense. I think it's a lower scoring game. And I'm going to say it's a 23-17 Bears win. I'm okay with that. I think they're competitive. You can boo.
Boo him. Yeah,
you're allowed to boo.
Yeah,
that's
go ahead,
perfectly
boo.
Okay.
Boo him like he likes the Eagles.
Next week, Jaden Daniels is back in the saddle, back on the field. They pick up where they left off in the division, and they start to string wins together again. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Go be respectable. Play a strong defensive sound game. Turn them over a couple times. Make progress even if you don't win in little areas. I think it's a very winnable game, by the way. But I think Chicago, with their starting quarterback, going to be better than Washington without it. That's not that bold of a stance.
Yeah, make no mistake here. Chicago's good. They're not great. I don't know that anybody really is great.
No, they beat nobody.
Let me change the eye line there.
Have they had one win that impresses you? I know they have a couple of blowout wins, like Washington does. But Jacksonville and London, give me a break. It's basically a neutral site game. Carolina, you just watched the Panthers. They're horrendous. What game have the Bears played where you walked away going, wow, that's a really good win?
Their best win, and I put it in quotation marks, is the Rams. But that was a Rams team without Kupp and Nacua that was beat up. That was, you know, frankly, again, not that impressive, just okay. Now, they're good enough to shellack bad teams. Who does that sound like, right? This is not, they're not pushovers. They're not just, you know, here to be cannon fodder. They're also not a juggernaut, right? They are good. They are a quality opponent. This is a nice, solid quality opponent. This is a chance for Washington. Now, again, the variable, of course, is Daniels. But this is a chance for Washington to basically say, we are at the top of this particular heap. We're not there with Kansas City, maybe with, you know, with Buffalo, Baltimore at their peak, or a couple of the teams that are the bona fide, honest-to-God contenders for the biggest thing we got. The next tier down, Washington has been at the bottom of that or in the unacceptable bucket for a long time. This is a chance to climb up to the top of the, we got a chance to graduate into the really, really, really special bucket. And that's what I want to see here. Play well against another quality opponent. Take your chance.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got to say thank you to everybody who came out today.
Uptown Alley, everybody. Yeah.
People have been coming in and out of the facility all day long. A lot of listeners have come through. We've gotten to meet so many people that we didn't before, which was awesome. Thanks to the crew here at Uptown Alley as well, the hospitality.
Phenomenal.
You guys were amazing. This is an incredible venue, by the way.
This place is amazing.
I was talking to one of the folks that runs it. They do holiday parties here. They have a lot of companies that come and do, like, morale boosting where you just come and you play.
This would boost your morale. You bowl, play some games.
You come to the arcade, you bowl, you eat, you drink.
Now, there's a giant event that's just started that's not us at all.
There is a significant event happening.
Yeah, like 200 people came, and they're all eating, and it looks amazing.
It looks like a blast.
I was like, I can't believe they're all here to see us, and they're not.
It looks like a bunch of kids who play sports at a banquet.
Yep.
I didn't get this kind of banquet when I was a kid.
I mean, I did, but I was pretty special. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, I was pretty.
Very, very special.
Pretty special.
But thank you to Uptown Alley very, very much. Next week, Danny.
Yes?
We are headed to Fairfax.
Where are we going to Fairfax?
We are going to, Ryan Clary, the Craft House.
The Craft House in Fairfax, everybody.
That's our next stop.
The Craft House in Fairfax. That's where we're going next week. I'm excited.
Are you just
going
to keep repeating?
Yeah, because I forgot where we were going.
Just keep saying the Craft House, looking around.
That's
like,
where we're going.
See, guys, the Craft House. We will be there next week.
That's where we're going to go.
For the next stop of the Grant and Danny Friday field trip. Enjoy the weekend. Caps tomorrow. Wizards this weekend. Commanders at home on Sunday. Great high school football night in the area tonight. Thank you for listening. Linnell has overtime coming your way next.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.